Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The following presentation takes place at the 2009 Minnesota Summit to Prevent Sexual Violence. Attendees who work in various community industries discuss changes that they have made in their workplaces to end sexual violence. The first speaker is Frank White, founder of the organization Respect Sports.
I don't work in sexual violence per se. About 8 years ago, I created a one-person organization called Respect Sports, and I really am attempting to change the sports environment in Minnesota and now beyond that. And so my quote is, violence in sports is one of the most accepted types of negative behavior and abuse in our society, and I truly believe that. And last night I was talking to some people. There are many things that we do to young people, and we have this code of silence that it's okay, and parents never say anything. And I do talk to kids, but I really am doing this with adults because we're the ones that have created the negative aspect of youth sports and what we've done. To say all of that, about a year ago, I talked with Frank Jewell. He approached me about how can we impact young boys as they grow older and some of the things that we can teach. After that conversation, I've also then started a little thing that I do with some inner city kids in Minneapolis and St. Paul called Boys to Men. And that whole image of what we as a society create men to be, or women to be. A short time ago then, Donna McDonald called me and with Anoka County Health and invited me to be a part of a presentation called Coaching Boys to Men. And so while I am not in a sexual violence situation per se, coaching boys to men is really about teaching young boys those things about better attitudes and behaviors and respect, not only for women, but for all of us, and taking that as an opportunity to begin to teach those things that instead of how to dribble a ball and hit a ball and all of those types of things. But I think what I do is share with them examples and sharing with them about the things that we say about girls or women. Being one of those guys a long time ago that used to do this, we look at the attractive lady or young girl going across the gym floor, and as men and boys, we're allowed to say whatever we want. Stuff like, ooh, my Lord, look at her, and all of that kind of stuff. Try to share that with them that that's not appropriate. What if that was your sister, and what would you think about that? And most boys would say, I would get mad, because they don't want that to happen for their sister, but they would allow it in their peer group. And so that's the beginning of things, again, about sexual violence, obviously, that are not acceptable.
The second community response is from Dave McCollum, a representative from the healthcare industry.
Although this isn't necessarily my doing, but the hospital I work at, Waconia Ridgeview Medical Center, a few years ago decided to establish a healthy, abuse-free medical workplace and worked over several years to establish a program where really we changed the culture in our environment so that we did not accept any kind of unhealthy, abusive-type behavior, whether it be sexual harassment, or anything else. And it really did establish an environment that made things much better for many people. And I think that this is something that is a model that others could use. If you think you have a policy in place for sexual abuse, sexual harassment, and if you think you have resources in place to attend to those issues if they come up, it's still happening in your organization. Because generally, people don't talk about it. It happens even though the policies are there, the resources are there, that people don't feel comfortable going and accessing or telling about it. It happens in your organization all the time. So don't feel comfortable just because you've got a policy in place. We used to have surgeons, this is typically surgical behavior, I guess, to throw instruments across the room, who made sexual comments in the operating room, who intimidated people, doctors that threw charts, nurse supervisors who would put down the people in their staff and so on. And basically that stuff is gone. We have director of surgical services, operating rooms, who will not tolerate any of that kind of behavior, and people have made changes because they know if they didn't, they were in trouble.
The last community response comes from Becky Roth, who works for Fox Sports North.
Televised the Twins in the Wild, and no all of the sports that you see out there. So is something that we've done, which is a simple step, but plan to continue to grow is, you know, to educate these boys that are playing sports, that are watching sports on our network every single day. We came up with a public service announcement with a PSA. We used a Twins player, someone that men in general look up to, Scott Baker, who's a pitcher for the Twins, and had him in a PSA with one of our announcers. So everyone sees every day, they tune in every day, they look up to these. Kind of something that we've done with our business is just helped with the education process. We plan to continue to do that across multiple sports.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.